Why is it that so many of the second round picks around the NFL have not been signed?
Well, that part is easy. It's because they're going for full guarantees. And the Browns' first second round pick got that. Houston signed theirs first, and they're going for full guarantees, and that's kind of new.
Why are there so many second round draft picks not signed?
No.
It's because they're all going for full guarantees.
No.
That's because the first two to sign got them. So they want that.
He should have just called me out. Why didn't he just call me out?
I think he was being a professional.
No, I looked at Lima.
That's a Ken Carmen classic.
And I said, second round draft picks all together. Because he looked at me and he said Judkins being a second round.
That.
No, he didn't say that to me. Did you say that to me? I didn't see you say that to me. Because I write these things down on what
he's answering right now.
Damn it. I didn't mean to. Doggone it. The heck. I didn't mean to do that. I am sorry. I really, really did. When he got the second round picks, I had thought he was asking about Quinshon Judkins as it was. I did not. It's my fault. It's certainly my fault. I'm sorry. I apologize. Just I'm trying to explain it.
Now, if we do get the opportunity to have Zach on again, I would like to ask him about this brand new weird trend in the NFL, the second round picks. And I just haven't really heard an answer for it.
It's because they're all going for full guarantees.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
That's because the first two to sign got them. So they want that.
Damn it. Also, we asked Zach, and this was the only question we asked Zach, who could be the odd man out of the four quarterbacks in that room? Which then you may be nervous that you would ask every question before that. Who could be the odd man out in that quarterback room? Here's Zach's answer. If there's an odd man out in the quarterback room, who is it?
Based on what I think right now and who it would be, that would be Kenny Pickett. But I think it's way too early to say that with any, because, like, I guess I won't be stunned if Kenny Pickett's the week one starter. I think it's fair to wonder if Shador will ever play a real down. Do I think he has the talent to potentially be a starting quarterback in this league? Yes, but potentially, eventually, not this September.
All right, that's Zach Jackson. That's what tempers my entire... Like, well, Ken, carry, I know. Yeah, I carry some water. I'm a Culligan man because I'm an excitable boy. But, man, like, when I'm hearing that Kenny could be let go, could be the odd man out, or he could start the season week one, I go, yeah, you better not. I better not be calling anybody for playoff tickets. That cools my jets pretty quick.
It's so crazy that we could have 20 people that either cover or root for the Browns. We could have them all on. And we could all ask him that same question, which is apparently what we do sometimes. But we could all ask him the exact same question, and we would get any variation. Like, I don't think anybody thinks Shador Sanders or Dylan Gabriel are going to start week one. But yeah. What I'm saying is, if you were to ask them, forget week one, who is the starting quarterback in week seven after the brutal stretch to start the year? How many answers would you get? You get all four, wouldn't you?
Yeah, some point.
Would you rule anybody out? Is there somebody you would say...
No,
there's no chance.
And because there's
Blank is going to start week seven.
There's no true, real hope. I think that's part of the reason the fans get so excited about either of the rookies, especially Shador Sanders. But I think that's also where it's like, man, I don't think that this is going to work out too terribly great. However, there is one pundit who believes that it's going to work out better for the Browns than with another certain team in the AFC North. Ty Dunn joined me from GoLong.com, formerly Buffalo News. I was on the Infinity Sports Network filling in for Carrington Harrison on Saturday morning, and he dropped this little nugget of opinion on there.
I mean, for so long in Green Bay, you could see it from the press box. Oh, this is going to be a touchdown because he's going to make that guy miss. He's going to know where you're vulnerable on the back end. He's going to get outside of the pocket, and he's going to create. He's going to improvise. He's going to make a play with Jordy Nelson, Devontae Adams. He can't make that play anymore. He's got to be a pocket, timing-based, quick-game passer, and I just don't see that being effective, especially in the division. I mean, give me the Cleveland Browns plan at quarterback over Pittsburgh at this point because at least there's a little forward-thinking.
It's Tyler Dunn with me on Saturday morning. You disagree?
That's amazing to hear because while I am kind of with him on Aaron Rodgers, like I'm not expecting Aaron Rodgers to have some throwback season, but I do expect Aaron Rodgers to get by with savvy, not necessarily make a playoff run, but I do think they can be, you know, above 500 like they are every year with Rodgers just understanding winning battles at the line of scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't know that we're going to be able to say that for the Browns. I don't know what the positive is for the Browns other than hoping, you know, Shedeur Sanders is great or Dylan Gabriel is great. I'm not expecting Joe Flacco to be as good as even Aaron Rodgers, and I'm certainly not expecting Kenny Pickett to be as good as Aaron Rodgers.
I think he's looking at that from a broad perspective. I think in our situations, it's because for a Browns fan, if you had Aaron Rodgers, say the Browns were to go out and get Aaron Rodgers, what would you be thinking of the Browns right now? It's either feast or famine. If you put Aaron Rodgers with this Browns team, you would say it's very Browns, go after the big star, go ahead and make that happen. And then you would say, hey, this has to be a playoff team. This has to be a team that goes to the playoffs and does something in the playoffs with a guy like that. But I think he's looking at it from a long-term planning perspective. I think he thinks that Aaron Rodgers is going to take him to the middle, and it might not work out that way. And he'd rather see if the Browns are taking swings at quarterbacks. And if they don't, if none of them work, you still have two first-round draft picks that you can use your quarterback. You can use to go get your quarterback next year. I think that that's what Tyler's saying. Whether or not you agree with that or not, that's inconsequential. I think he's looking at it from a bigger point of view, from just looking around the league and saying, this team has set itself up organizationally to be better off than that team, which they still would because you gave up a first-round pick for Jalen Ramsey. I would assume that you should sign T.J. Watt to go after a run because what is your goal? What are you trying to do over there? That's my question, but this is still a Browns conversation I still want to say. I just had to drop that bit of information in there or that opinion in there because when Zach tells me, hey, you know, Kenny Pickett, he could be the odd man out or he could be the week one starter, it's like, man, I can get myself excited for a lot of things, but that is a sobering, true statement of what Zach just said.
But do you agree with Dunn? Do you think the Browns are in a better QB spot than the Steelers? Because I don't think anybody really believes that. I was surprised to hear him say that.
Can I give you my answer later?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.